All right. So as we mentioned in the introduction, we are going to take a bird's eye view of this fantastic new drone learning program that's being offered here in Connecticut that's completely free. The program introduces young adults to the world of drone technology, aviation literacy, digital navigation, and FAA safety concepts. But more importantly, it connects them to a growing workforce sector where tech skills translate into immediate earning potential, from construction surveying to public safety, real estate, utilities, and field inspection careers. I've got four great guests on the program this morning. Scott Wilderman, who is president and CEO of Career Resources, his colleague Richard Bork, who's the Director of Educational Support Services, Amy Fest with Southern Connecticut State University. She's the Senior Director of the Office of Workforce and Career Training, and Drone Academy student and graduate Jessica Silva. Thank you all for joining us today.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
All here. Good.
Happy to be here.
Fantastic. So let's start with you, Scott. When you get wind of an opportunity to bring this type of cutting edge career development field to the workforce who really may need it and be able to jump right in and accomplish it most, this younger demographic, how did you react to that?
So, John, I mean, first off, this was an exciting opportunity. I think one of the things is, over the past few years, we've been running a lot of youth job training programs. And what we decided to do is we wanted to do something a little bit different, out of the ordinary, that actually we think would motivate the youth into really good, high-paying, high-skilled jobs. And, you know, we were trying to figure out what that would look like and where those jobs would come from. And it was when I was driving down 95 and I saw a billboard actually for the Drone Academy that I thought this would be a great opportunity for youth. So I had the opportunity to reach out to the Drone Academy, to Amy, and she immediately said, "This sounds awesome. They've never did a program with youth." So we kind of hopped right on it and decided we would give it a shot. And as you know, this thing really took off. No,
yes,
pun intended.
Yes. No, that's okay. It's kind of hard to avoid these, these descriptions because it's so cool. Richard Bork, how about you? What was your role with Career Resources?
Yeah, sure. So once, everything was sort of finalized with, working with the workplace and CRI and Scott got everything in line, I basically picked it up with the lead training specialist and figured, okay, now that we have a model for what we're going to do, how do we start putting these pieces into play? But something we've been really good at over the last, 10 years is our workforce readiness training. So I worked with the instructor on that and just putting together a model that'll work and coincide with Southern's Drone Academy programming. So pretty much we had a 7-week model we were looking at, that 2 weeks of that had to be the level up work readiness training, where we covered leadership skills, career planning, mock interviewing, customer service credentialing, and resume development. And then after the 2 weeks, students went to Southern for 5 weeks to do more of the drone academy fundamentals and, 3D mapping, live flying sessions, and working on Southern's piece, but really just trying to help and, coordinate in between the different phases with the instructor and the participants to assist, and so they could see a successful outcome for the program.
So how did the workplace factor into this picture?
Scott, you want to take
that
one?
Sure. So the workplace actually, the program is actually designed through federal funding through the Workforce Investment Opportunities Act for youth. So they actually provided the seed funding to actually try to get this program going. So that's how that worked. And then also the youth have to qualify for the program based on a variety of different parameters that are basically federally legislated. And they actually screen the youth, for the program and kind of make the referrals over to us for enrollment into the Drone Academy.
Great. Can somebody briefly talk a little bit about eligibility?
Sure. Rich, why don't you go ahead and take that one?
Yeah. So eligibility is typically done through the Career Hub, a division of the workplace, their youth division. And in terms of what are the basic eligibility requirements they're done?
Yes, please.
Yeah, so the basic eligibility requirements for the Drone Academy and programming would be 16 to 24 youth, young adult, living in the southwest region of Connecticut. And also have a documented barrier to employment. So whether that be facing homelessness, low income, CASAS reading and math assessments, if the literacy levels are low. There's a few others, but I don't have the list in front of me. I apologize.
No,
but the
basic
elements are 16 to 24 and one documented barrier to employment.
And Scott, are the outcomes that you have seen in the short run so far boding well for Career Resources to continue this partnership and hopefully grow this program?
Yeah, I mean, the outcomes are excellent. I think one of the biggest challenges, hurdles that we initially thought is that we had to transport the youth from Bridgeport actually to Southern. And, you know, for basically an all-day training. And there's some logistics around there, picking up all the youth and making sure that they would be in the same place, same time. All of them showed up. They were there on time. That was one of the, you know, kind of not a measurable outcome, but an outcome that we were glad to see because we could tell that the youth were very engaged in the program. All of them have so far have received a credential, you know, for the training, and a lot of them right now are well on their way to studying to get their FAA drone license. So, you know, hopefully, you know, once that happens, it's going to open up a tremendous amount of opportunities and doors for them.
Great. Let's give you guys a break and talk to Amy Fest with Southern Connecticut State University. Amy, we heard a few moments ago that when Scott connected with you, it was a serendipitous call and yielded this brand new program. First, how much did you have to re-examine and tweak the curriculum, if you will, in order to, meet the needs and learning styles of this young cohort?
Hi, thank you. That's a great question. So first of all, we've been doing the Drone Academy now for about 4 years here at Southern. Every spring and every fall, we usually sell out. It is, as you know, it is we have 18 and older people who are either looking to upskill to get some drone training for their current job or to reskill in hopes of getting a job in the drone space. Or we do have a variety of people who come in just because they really are excited to be a drone recreational user. So most of our learners to date have really been, we say 18 plus, but we really end up catering really to a 20, 30, 40, up to 70-year-old learner. And so right away, we brought our trainers in, and they were really excited about the opportunity to work with this younger group. There really wasn't a lot of modifications we needed to do to the program because everybody who comes in to learn on the Drone Academy pretty much starts from the ground, no pun intended. We really have to start with the basics with everybody, with the understanding how to be a safe drone operator, understanding the laws, understanding how to study for their exam. So while there was slight adaptation to make sure that for this group, we took the time for any questions that they had, went a little deeper into the dives, especially around studying for their exam because we want them to be successful. We really found that these individuals that came to the program were so highly motivated and so much wants to be successful in this program that there weren't really a lot of modifications needed. We were very fortunate. It was a great group of students. We were very excited to work with them.
Well, Amy, walk us through the high points of the curriculum, if you will, and let us know how that training period played out.
So we brought the learners onto campus two mornings a week, and they would spend part of the time outside in some of our fields learning how to actually fly a drone. So they take turns getting the drone up in the air. There's a variety of obstacle courses. They learn how to navigate if there's some wind. So the hands-on training is really important. But it was coupled with time in a classroom as well, where they would learn how to take the photos that they took outside with their drone and edit them, how to download video and how to edit that video. because just flying a drone in and of itself isn't really what's going to get you a job.
Sure.
What's going to get you a job is knowing how to take photography and aerial footage and turning that into a product that your potential or future employer can actually use. Like in real estate, when you're going to do a drone shoot or you want to show kind of the perimeter of a house and the roof, it's great that you could fly your drone, but if you don't get any usable imagery from that, it's really not going to, you know, no one's going to want to pay you for the just flying your drone.
Sure.
So the students spent a lot of time out at Southern's campus in various parts of the campus, both learning how to fly the drone and how to take really good high quality photo and video, but then getting back in the classroom to edit that and to learn a lot more from our teachers on the rules of FAA, the no-fly zones, how do you get clearance, all of those kind of things that's really taught in a classroom. So it was a combination of both.
And you mentioned that the student body for this program was very engaged and motivated?
Highly. In fact, my instructors on a debrief after the training said to me that they wish that all of the learners who came into our Drone Academy were as motivated as these individuals. They just really, they're excited about this opportunity, and they showed up and they gave 120%. Couldn't ask for better. We would be thrilled to redo this again with another group of students, because we felt that they really, they gave exactly what they needed to give. Nobody slacked. Everybody was committed. It was really a good, it was a great group.
Great. Richard, let me roll back to you for just a minute. Richard Bork from Career Resources. The other component of this, aside from learning and honing the skill to both employ the drone and the operator, where did the other critical component of connecting the students to the job happen in terms of sharpening the skills to create the resumes, cover letters, and interview tactics once they got their foot in the door with an interested hiring prospect?
So currently, at the moment, we don't have any employers that the participants are on an actual job site for at the moment. Mm-hmm. That was sort of the tricky part with doing this the first time, was finding those employers to land the placement sites on.
Mm-hmm.
But the 2 weeks of the work readiness training was sort of in preparation for, you know, Southern's 5-week course. And our instructor, Dawn Marie Williams, did a fantastic job of just prepping them in, you know, leadership development and with the customer service credentialing, mock interview, and team building, just kind of gearing them up for that next step and ultimately prepping them for the employment site, whether it be something that we can set up for them or where they go next after their certification. But the employment, you know, specific placement pieces are something we're still currently working on.
Oh, very good. Well, maybe some interested folks across that career spectrum will be listening to this interview this morning and figuring out how to get in touch with Career Resources. This point, I really, Jessica, I was sorry to keep you waiting so long, but a Drone Academy student and graduate, Jessica Silva, is with us. Jessica, I really appreciate you coming on. Thanks.
Thanks. No, I'm excited to be able to talk about this. I think a lot of people are not aware of the resources we have available to us.
Yeah. Well, get right up into the phone there, because we all want to hear about your experience. Was this something you had even a knowledge of before you heard about the program? Did you ever think that you could actually become a pilot and an FAA certified professional?
No, not at all. This is all very random. I'm still learning, even after the fact. I found it on Instagram. The city of Bridgeport has posted it. And I work very closely to a drone videographer. And I sent it to him. Oh, is this what you do? I didn't realize it was a full process.
Mm-hmm.
And he was telling me that he didn't realize it either until he started. And he was so confused. So unprepared, and he wishes he would have had a better structure. So he told me, go for it. I didn't have any specific intentions of, oh, I want to be a drone pilot. I was at a phase in my career where I wanted to, I work in freelance media, so I wanted to open new avenues on how I do that and grow creatively as well. So I took that as a sign, and I signed up. But to discover, we're technically going to become pilots, which is actually very cool. I like that name. It was very surprising to all of us, and there's still so much information, especially when it comes to the FAA, that really shows this career, the whole drone world. Actually, you guys mean about the jokes.
Well, that leads me to kind of a two-part question. The first is probably quick and easy. Did getting to this point give you any idea that you might want to actually take the pilot training to the next level and maybe at some point in the near future look at fixed wing or helicopter flight training?
I wouldn't be against it, considering how spontaneous this alone was. I would definitely leave the door open to the possibility. However, I do think, I was telling some of my classmates, they should definitely pursue it. Everyone has very different interests. I do prefer the creative realm of it. But on the technical side, I think I can see some of the boys flourishing in that for sure.
Is there a specific niche within the drone career universe that you're going to steer toward?
Outside of my own creative, because I do like to do short films or just short recaps of travel or lifestyle, I am very interested in the real estate component as well as property mapping. I think those two coincide very well.
Excellent. Well, thank you for your input in the last minute or so that we have. Let's go back to Scott Wilderman, President and CEO of Career Resources, to talk about what is to come in terms of your organization, Southern's training program, and the possibility of continuing on with this.
So absolutely. I think one of the things we're excited to actually continue on with this. This first group actually gave us the confidence that, you know, this program is can be really successful. I didn't realize initially when we started the program how dependent it is actually on weather. So, so our plan now is we got to find a break in the weather, probably in the spring for the next cycle. And that's our next opportunity, actually, to bring another Drone Academy to bay. I'll be working with Southern and their team to actually start a new cohort of youth. And so, again, if the youth are interested, they're more than welcome to reach out to us or to reach out to the workplace and express their interest so we can get them lined up for the next cohort.
Excellent. Very good. Just hit us with the website, please, and we will say farewell.
Sure. So they can check us out at careerresources.org. They can also go to the American Job Center's website as well, which is the AJCSouthwestCT.org. And all the information on eligibility and the programs are available there.
From Drone Academy, a student and graduate, Jessica Silva, to Amy Fest at Southern Connecticut State University's Office of Workforce and Career Training, and our partners over at Career Resources, Richard Bork, their Director of Educational Support Services, and President and CEO Scott Wilderman. Thank you all for being part of the program this morning and giving us a great perspective on this cutting-edge new career academy that is moving into an even younger demographic of trainees, thanks to the partnerships that you all have developed. Appreciate you being on the call with us this morning, and thank you for all the assistance.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18+ in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.